Hello, this is Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio. This week, we're going to have a rebroadcast of one of our earlier classic podcasts. We hope you enjoy it, and thanks so much for listening. Episode number 400, Make a Good Living While Serving a Greater Good.
You're listening to the official BNI podcast with BNI founder and chairman, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Stay tuned for networking and referral marketing tips from the man who's been called the father of modern networking, along with suggestions and insights into getting the most from your membership in the world's largest networking organization, BNI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the official BNI podcast brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. I'm Priscilla Rice, and I'm coming to you from Live Oak Recording Studio in Berkeley, California, and I'm joined on the phone today by the founder of BNI, Dr. Ivan Meisner. Hello, Ivan. How are you, and where are you?
Hi, Priscilla. I'm doing great, and I'm working at the office this week. This week's topic is, I wanted to make something that was kind of related to the fact that we're at episode number 400. Can you believe that?
That's 400. Great.
And I think you've done 350 of those 400 with me?
Something, at least that much.
Yeah, huge number. And so I wanted something that was really kind of focused on sort of the big picture for BNI, because this is our episode number 400. And so the topic is make a good living while serving a greater good. And it is really about, I think, in part, the values that BNI has as an organization. You know, all of us are in business to make a profit. That's what we're in business for. Mm-hmm. That's what entrepreneurism is about. But if it's the primary driving force in a business, we really become, I think, mercenaries to that process. And I believe that I, as a business professional, should serve a greater need than simply making a profit. I think that business can be honorable. I think that business can be noble. It can make a difference in individual lives as well as in communities. A small business is really the engine that drives many of the economies around the world. And small business doesn't have the resources of large corporations. However, if small businesses network together, I think that the sum of the whole becomes greater than those individual parts, and a well-designed collaboration based on an effective system and strategy can lead to really small business success. But in the final analysis, to me, the true foundation for success rests in an organization's culture. Whether you're talking about an individual small business or whether you're talking about an organization like BNI, you've heard me say this before, Priscilla. I really believe that culture eats strategy for breakfast. And an organization needs a sound strategy to succeed, but it needs a great culture to excel. For me, that approach has been about creating core values around a corporate collaboration in BNI. So in BNI, our core values help establish, as it does with any organization, our culture. And it's never too late or too early to think about your core values in business or in life. So, you know, if you're hearing me talk about this and you think, well, I haven't thought about that, and no, I've been in business a long time, it's really never too late to be thinking about your core values. On the other hand, you may be new in business and you're listening to this and you're thinking, this isn't relevant to me. Well, it is relevant. It's relevant to everyone. And the more you think about your core values as a organization, as a business, early in the process, the easier it is for you to pass that on, I think, to people as you grow. In BNI, we have really five established core values, but there are two additional ones that we're seriously considering adding to our core values. So let me give you the five, Priscilla, and then I'll give you the two add-ons and be happy to talk about any of these. The first is one that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, and that is the philosophy of giver's gain. That is one of the core values of the organization. It began in BNI almost from the very beginning, this idea, what goes around comes around, that if I help you, you'll help me. We'll all do better. And it is absolutely a core value to the success of BNI. The second is really about meaningful relationships, about building meaningful relationships. BNI is all about, it's a relationship organization. Mm-hmm. The more we can build those relationships with other business professionals, the more successful we're going to be. Because, you know, it's really about trust. You know, people do business with people they know and trust. And so if you have those relationships, you build that trust.
Right.
The third is about lifelong learning. We used to call it education and training, but it's more than education and training. That's sort of the mechanism. The value is lifelong learning. And the more, and oftentimes, Priscilla, I really think that business people pay lip service to education. They say it's important, but they don't spend much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
I have found that the businesses that are constantly sharpening their axe, that they're improving what they do every day, are the ones that are most successful. So lifelong learning is important to me personally. It's important, I think, to the organization, and that's the third core value in BNI. The fourth is an unusual one because they sound completely different. There's two points, and they sound completely different. The fourth is traditions plus innovation. And they sound almost mutually exclusive, but I don't think they are. I think if you want to have a successful organization, traditions are key. You really, your traditions tell you who you are as a company and the things that are important to you. But if your entire organizational existence is strictly based on the past, you're going to fail because things change. So you have to have constant innovation. So it's really about that balance between traditions and innovation. The fifth value, the core value in BNI is a positive attitude. People hate doing business with grumpy people. And that's the technical term, by the way, Priscilla. Grumpy people. You know, I've done a number of surveys. The original one was in Masters of Networking, where we asked what are the top characteristics of a master networker. And a positive and supportive attitude comes up over and over again. As a matter of fact, that's in our code of ethics.
Uh-huh. That's right, yeah.
You have to, you know, have a positive and supportive attitude with others.
Right.
So it's part of our code of ethics. I think it's one of the core values. If you've got somebody, we had a person, and I know I've said this in a podcast some time ago. We had somebody in a chapter who, the woman said, oh my goodness, the best thing that this guy ever does is call in sick. Because when he's not there, we have a great meeting. She said, he's a fun sucker.
Mm-hmm.
He sucks the fun right out of a room. So if you've got somebody like that in your group with a really negative attitude, you got the wrong person. You know, go back and listen to the podcast we did. We've done a podcast, I think, on who's in your room, right?
Right.
So go back and listen to that podcast, who's in your room. You want to pick people that have a positive attitude. And of course, are professional and are good at what they do, but I think a positive attitude is really, really important. And it's one of the core values in BNI. There's two others that I'm pretty confident we're going to be adding in BNI. And the sixth is accountability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things about BNI or about any network is that if you have a network, one of the strengths of a network is that all of the members are friends. One of the weaknesses of a network is that all of the members are friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is both a strength and a weakness. But groups like BNI are not friendship groups. They're referral groups. And if you want to have a powerful personal network, you have to have accountability. Otherwise, it turns into a coffee clatch, a social group. And so accountability is a key to success in business and in life and absolutely in a network like BNI. Accountability is, I think, critical. The seventh, I'm really kind of shocked that the sixth and seventh were never put in our original core values, and I'm certain we're going to be adding these. Seventh is recognition.
Hmm.
When I started BNI, it was one of the most important things was to recognize people who were contributing to the chapter. That's why we have a door prize at the end of the meeting, you know, the people who bring in the highest number of visitors or bring in the most referrals. That's why we have the notable networker badges. That's why we have the notable networker certificates, the recognition each month for, you know, the people coming. coming in. These are all important aspects of the organization, and we want to recognize people who are contributing. And so recognition, I believe, is one of the core values in BNI. So these are what I think has helped BNI achieve success. And I think it's one of the reasons why, you know, by applying these core values, I think we're in many ways serving a greater good. We're helping business people collaborate and be successful around the world.
Yeah.
What are your comments on that, Priscilla?
As you said, each value, I was thinking about it. And accountability is one that I hadn't thought about before. But, you know, requiring people to come to every meeting, unless you have a substitute or you're sick or something like that. There's a couple you can miss. But basically having to be there every week, and your leadership team keeps you accountable to that standard.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's just one little aspect of accountability, but I think it's a great value to have, and I'm glad you brought it up.
I think it's an important one. I mean, why accept mediocrity when excellence is an option? Excellence is an option.
Right.
And accountability is, I think, key to that. I believe that it's possible to make a good living while serving a greater good. And the core values that I've tried to apply in my life and in my business have helped to create a culture of collaboration within the context of building a business through networking. And I think this approach is not only a great way to get business, I believe it's an even better way to do business. Business, as I said in the beginning of this podcast, can be honorable, it can be noble, it can be something that improves people's lives, as well as supports and helps local communities. It can do so by not only helping to generate more business for one another, but by giving back to the community, by mentoring others, by immersing in a culture of shared learning, and by collaborating with others. I have a BHAG. I don't know if you've ever heard that expression. Priscilla, BHAG. B-H-A-G. A big, hairy, audacious goal. I have a BHAG for businesses around the world. I believe we, BNI, can change the way the world does business.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that by incorporating these core values into our business and support collaboration and positive, meaningful relationships. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary for BNI, and I believe that our focus on these core values, our philosophy, our vision, are really responsible for our 30 years of consecutive growth. There aren't too many companies in the world that have 30 years of consecutive growth. And I think the reason we have that is that we are, in fact, serving businesses all around the world and helping them build their business through word of mouth. And it's been fantastic to do these podcasts with you, Priscilla, number 400. And I appreciate you, and I appreciate your efforts in making these podcasts the success they have been.
Well, thank you, Ivan. It's a real pleasure of mine to be able to be on this podcast with you every week. It's incredible. You're my personal coach. And
well,
I love talking to you and hearing all of your wonderful and interesting ideas. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that a lot, and look forward to our podcast again next week.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much. Well, that's it for this week, and I'd just like to remind the listeners that this podcast has been brought to you by networkingnow.com, which is the leading site on the net for networking downloadables. Thank you so much for listening. This is Priscilla Rice, and we hope you'll join us next week for another exciting episode of the official BNI podcast.